Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Levine, which is governed by Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much better. And tell me, sir, do you think that things are going in the right direction or going in the wrong direction?
Gee, I don't know how they're going.
And as per your point of view, would you say that it's in the right direction or wrong direction?
I can't tell.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine. Is that okay?
Sure.
And just for statistical purposes, before to continue, in what year were you born, sir?
73.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Pacific Islander, or another race not listed in here?
White, I guess.
Thank you, sir. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair to good.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. And please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, the one that it will do a very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Let's start with better public transportation options from 1 to 5. How would you rate it?
Public transportation?
Yes, sir.
I would say it's about a 3.
Thank you. And what about more good paying jobs?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know about the job situation in Levine.
Okay. And what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Parks are good. I'd say 4.
Thank you. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space of businesses?
That'd be good. I don't know. I'd say they're sitting about 3.
Thank you, sir. What about more dining and entertainment options?
I'd say they're 3.
Thank you. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
3.
And better street and road maintenance?
3 again.
Thank you, sir. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, or student?
I'm none. I kind of had to quit my job, and I'm not looking for work. I'm just taking some time off.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I have no idea what the job market is.
Okay. And would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, or restaurants in Levine?
I don't know. I think it's about fair.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thinking about the commercial developments, I'm going to read you a list of different stores or businesses. And you can tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Let's start with grocery stores and supermarkets.
More.
And you will say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and what about dollar stores and discount chains?
I don't need no more of those. You got plenty.
Would you say yes or no?
Oh, no, no, yeah. I'd say no.
And what about restaurants and bars and entertainment venues?
I'd say they could use some more, so yes.
And what about home goods stores and other retail stores, like Target?
Yes.
Thank you so much. In your own words, sir, what type of stores or businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavin?
I don't know, like a butcher shop, maybe like a farmer's market.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'm recording your answers. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lavin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. You will say a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate, or not a problem at all.
I don't think there's a problem of availability. I think it's price. I think they're still building out to the south of here.
Okay. So would you say probably not a problem or moderate?
Not a problem.
Okay. And what about the housing affordability, the cost to buy or rent? Would you say it's a big problem, fairly big problem, moderate?
I'd say it's a fairly big problem.
Thank you so much, sir. We're almost there, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavin. Let's just start with multi-family housing like apartments and condominiums. You will say yes
no.
or no. Okay. What about...
No.
And what about single-family detached homes?
Yes.
Would you say
yes.
strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, yeah.
And what about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And what about housing options for seniors?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix? An estimated
2000.
Oh, like 23 years, more than 20. Okay. And
yeah, I lived here. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, 18 years already.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
No. We're almost there. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Sorry.
I tried.
Do you currently own, rent, or are you living with your friends or family?
I own almost.
Thank you. Let me read you a list of proposals to address the housing costs and options of Lavin. And you can tell me if you oppose or you favor that proposal. The first one is, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you say you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oh, man, I think I oppose that one.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominiums buildings?
I think I oppose that one, too.
And what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Oppose.
Okay, what about single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
I don't like that. Nope. Oppose
okay.
it.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes?
No, I don't think I'm interested. No.
Okay. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yes. I'll go for yes. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a few questions for statistical purposes, and we're almost there. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got an associate's degree.
Thank you so much, sir. What is your annual household income? Just an estimated.
This year or like normal year?
In a normal year.
probably around 100.
Thank you so much, sir. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yeah, my first name's Craig.
Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
Take care, sir. Bye.